we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good morning to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God, and you are in the home stretch, just 1 week until Christmas. And so I hope that you are enjoying the festivities of the season, that you're enjoying the family and friends that you get to hang out with. You're not getting too stressed. And if you still have Christmas shopping to do, you need to get on it because it's getting pretty close. But don't let that stress you out. Just do the best that you can to enjoy the holiday season. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so today we want to say thank you one more time to one of our sponsors, Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. Maybe it's not around your house, but it is a project that you're working on that instead of doing block work or concrete work, you could contact the people at Jits Concrete and see if they could help you out. I don't know what their time frame is as to how much work they have going on right now. But if you could use a helping hand to free up some time for you to do things that you do better than anyone else. You know, that's one of the things as a leader that I try and do is what is it that I can do that no one else can do? That is what I need to focus on. And then I also try to focus on empowering those who are serving alongside me to do what they have been given the tasks to do. I want to set them up to succeed, but I don't want to steal another person's opportunity for ministry by trying to do the things I've got to do and doing the things that they're have the opportunity to do as well. So if the folks at Jits Concrete can help you out by doing the concrete work or the block work, you know, what I have found is things that I don't do very frequently, there's always a learning curve involved. The professionals at Jits Concrete, they've already gone through the learning curve. And just think about the time, the resources, and the sore muscles that you are going to save yourselves by contacting Jits Concrete with any of your block or concrete work needs. So tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. Maybe it's something you've got lined up for 2018, 321-536-5804. So we do want to let you know this coming Wednesday night, we will be having our Kids Crafty Christmas celebration. That will be on Wednesday night. We also will have our adult Bible study that is going on that night as well. And then Sunday morning, I will be preaching my Christmas message on Christmas Eve day. And then our kids ministry will be having their Christmas party that day, that Sunday morning. And followed up that Sunday night, Christmas Eve, we will be having our communion service from 6 to 7. And so we would encourage you to come and be, if you're able to come out to that. I don't really remember that many Christmas Eve services that took place when we first started doing that. I know that there were some, but now it seems like there are a lot of churches that are doing Christmas Eve services. And so I pray that this week you will get out and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with believers of like faith. So with that being said, we're going to take you to the Word of God this morning. We are talking about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, and now we are talking about the fruit of faithfulness, the fruit of faithfulness. And so today I want to take you to the 101st Psalm. We're talking about some of the benefits of being faithful. some of the benefits of being faithful. So Psalm 101, it says this, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. That's a great thing not to know. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So this is a psalm of David. And verse number 6, he says, my eyes shall be on the faithful of the land. Those were the people. He had said up in verse number 3, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. What we focus on is extremely important. That's why we need to be a lot more discreet about the things that we watch than what society is probably inclined to do right now. You and I, Job said he had entered into a covenant with his eyes. And so I want to encourage you to be sure that you guard that eye gate. There's a lot that is going on visually. That's why you see fancy signs. That's why you see direct marketing. That's why you see the television commercials. They want to set something before your eyes. And they don't care if you do not respond to the first time that you see that, or the second time. They're going to continually and habitually present it to your eyes, because they know that if they can get something before your eyes, that eventually you are going to embrace it. And so we either have the option of setting wicked things before our eyes, or we can do what David said and say, you know what, I am going to look on the faithful of the land. It's interesting about when you have something going on in your life, how you notice it in other people's lives. When my wife and I had been married for almost 2 years, and then she was expecting our first child, and you know, I noticed the changes that were going through her body, and all of a sudden, and I worked in a shopping mall at this point in time, and all of a sudden, I started noticing that there were women who were expecting babies all over the place. I had never paid attention to them before, because I hadn't been going through that, but then I started noticing that there were a lot of people going through the same thing that I was going through, that they were going to be having a baby. Their family was growing. Another situation where something like that happened was when I went to a car lot one day here on Merritt Island. This was a long time ago, back in the early to mid 90s. And they were having a $5 car sale. They had advertised it, and so there were a lot of people that showed up that day, and there was a dealer fee that went on top of that, and sales tax and all of that. But they didn't tell you which car was $5, and a lot of people lined up and they said, you know, we'll tell you what the price of the car is when we open. So a lot of people went, and I picked out this Ford Tempo. It was a white Ford Tempo, and turns out it was the $5 car. And it ended up being a miracle car, because later on I had a mechanical issue with it when I was on a road trip back from a revival, and a mechanic, he told me that the problem that I encountered in Memphis, Tennessee, I never should have reached the outskirts of that city, but God enabled me to drive that vehicle all the way back to Florida. But I'd had it for several years at that point in time. I had no interest in a Ford Tempo. I knew I had known someone who had one years earlier, but I really had not focused on them. And all of a sudden, whenever I was driving a Ford Tempo, I noticed all of these Ford Tempos that were going down the road. So if you have faithfulness that is going on in your life, David said, I am going to fix my eyes on the faithful of the land. I'm going to watch what happens to them, that they may dwell with me. And so I encourage you, be a person of faithfulness and surround yourself with people of faithfulness. If that's what King David did, I would encourage you to do that as well. You see, back in those days, it was extremely important. If you remember, the thing that set Joseph up was because there were people who were lined up to try and poison Pharaoh. The baker was going to try and kill Pharaoh. That was one of the ways that there were political turnover back in ancient times was they would get to him through the food supply. And so all of a sudden, when you come into scripture and you find that Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king, his responsibility was very simple. You're going to take a drink out of the things that Pharaoh is going to drink of after you, but he's going to wait and see if you die. So Nehemiah was a very trusted individual. You will also find that it was Mordecai who found out that there were people who were trying to undermine and kill the king, and as a result of him making that known, the king's life was spared. There was a great deal to that inner circle. You needed to be able to trust those around you. And so David said, I am going to watch the faithful of the land because I want them to dwell with me. And he said, I'm looking for somebody who walks in a perfect way, in a complete way, in a wholesome way. He shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. Recently, I was teaching our boys' ministry, and I was teaching them on trust and how when you violate that trust, that all of a sudden it alters people's relationship with you. And I described to them how we had multiple layers of correction in our home when our kids were little. And, you know, it depended upon what they did as to how much trouble they got into, how much correction we disciplined. And so we had various stages, and everybody knew what the various stages were. And to get into the most trouble, all you had to do was lie. If you were lying, that was do not stop at stage one, do not stop at stage two, do not stop at stage three, do not stop at stage four. You go right to stage five. There is a reason for that, and that is because all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. We did not want them getting comfortable in speaking deception because that is the devil's native tongue, and we wanted people to be able to trust our kids. And so that was where we were. King David here says, he who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. I'm not going to have liars in my house. And it says, he who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. That means that there was going to be a separation. There are consequences to actions. And so I want to encourage you today that during this season in our country's existence, that you make truth a priority, that you make faithfulness a priority. A lot of times people will ask me, is such and such a person going to be here today? And I said, well, if you will ask me after church, I'll let you know. You see, I have a few people that will call me and tell me if there's something out of the ordinary that has come up or that they're not able to be at church that day. And I really, really appreciate that. I want to encourage you that if you are part of a church, especially if you're in ministry, but not exclusively for that, I want to encourage you to have that mindset where you are faithful to attend church and that you don't leave the pastor wondering or that associate pastor wondering what is going on if you don't show up. Be in communication with them. Be in communication with. Do you know that the standard of being a faithful church attender in the past 5 to 10 years has changed drastically? It used to be considered that you were a faithful church attender if you were in church every week. That standard has now been dropped to where if you're at church a couple of times a month, then you are considered faithful in church attendance according to the statisticians and the census takers, or not the census takers, but the survey takers that evaluate those things. And so we see that faithfulness is becoming less and less a priority in our current society. Let's move on to another topic. We're going to go over to the book of Proverbs. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. And let's look at verse number 12. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Remember, I told you before that faithfulness is a spiritual issue. Verse number 13 says, he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. So I want to explain this a little bit because we are living in an environment right now where a lot of things that have been secret through the years should not have been kept secret, and now they are coming out. This is not an admonition for us to cover up for our friends, our family, our loved ones, our political acquaintances, or anything like that. This is not a scripture that authorizes a cover-up for illegal or immoral activity. That's not what this is about. A lot of times people will tell something to someone and they will say, now don't tell anybody this. Don't tell anybody this. But this is what's going on, okay? And if it's illegal or if it's immoral or it's unscriptural, then you need to be able to look at that person and say, I really appreciate the fact that you trust me with this, but we're talking about things that we need to address this. If it has to do with undermining of authority, you need to enter into a discussion with that person and say, you know what, we need to go to the pastor, we need to go to the boss, and we need to address this because this is a pretty serious issue. What this passage is talking about, he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter, is that there are some people who, if they know of a blemish in your personality, if they know something about you that would present you in an unflattering way, we're not talking about that legal standard, you know, I'm just going to pick on something that's going to happen a lot during the holidays here. Maybe you broke your diet plan because you had an extra helping of dessert at the Christmas banquet last night. Maybe you cheated on your diet. Okay. Now that's not illegal. It's not immoral or unconstitutional. But if you tell that to somebody, then they go out and start telling other people, well, they're really not sticking to the diet. They're just a bunch of gluttons. Okay. There are people who will take things that you confide in them, and they will use that as a weapon to attack you. I only mention that because I know for a fact that it happens. You live in a fallen world, so you need to, I would highly recommend that you have a person that you are accountable to. I recommend starting with your pastor. If you're a man, your pastor's wife. If you're a lady, if you have those abilities in larger churches, it might be a staff member or something like that. Find someone that you can be accountable to that will disciple you through the process. But a lot of times, people just spill their beans to everybody. And you need to realize that if that person is not faithful in their own spirit, they're going to take that information, they're going to use it for their own advantage at whatever time it works out well for them. I've known people who had a plethora of issues going on in their life, but boy, if they found out something about another person's life, they were quick to disclose that. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Okay? And so if someone comes to you and it's not illegal, it's not immoral, it's not unconstitutional, then don't use that. Don't be a gossip. Don't be a talebearer, but be a person who is faithful in spirit, that you can gently restore them in the spirit of holiness, like it says in the book of Galatians. Okay? Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but instead realize that we've all got issues. We've all got things in our own eye, and we need to get those out. So I hope that helps, that you're not covering up for people. You're actually using that relationship you have with them to cause them to rise up and to be more of an overcomer. Okay, let's move on over a couple of chapters to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, and let's begin in verse number 15. Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. So verse number 15 says the way of the unfaithful is hard. I'm not sure I know too many people who are intentionally, purposely, longingly making every effort to make their life harder than it should be. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. It's difficult. It's a challenge. And I encourage you, don't be unfaithful. Don't be unfaithful. A lot of times unfaithfulness, it manifests in a fleeting moment, but its consequences can endure for a long, long time. And I don't want to see your life any harder than it has to be. Life is hard. Life without Jesus is even harder. Living a life of unfaithfulness is even harder. Don't live that life. Don't live that life. It says a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. A faithful ambassador. Now, I want you to understand the role of an ambassador. The role of the ambassador is not to speak his own mind. The role of an ambassador is to represent another person with authority and to represent them accurately. So you and I, when I was a teenager, our youth ministry in the Assemblies of God was called Christ Ambassadors. There was a song that went with it, and if you find somebody old enough, they can probably still sing a few lines of that song for you. But it meant that when we went into our school, when we went into our neighborhoods, when we went home to our families, we were supposed to have the mindset that we represented the King, and we were to do that faithfully. Okay? So I want to ask you to take a little examination right now and to find out if you are representing God well. We're not going to be able to get to everything in this verse, but it says, but a faithful ambassador brings health. I want you to look and say, God, am I speaking the words you want me to speak? Am I speaking with the intentionality that you want me to declare? Is my message and the life of the messenger, are they cohesive so that the people that I am speaking to understand that I represent you? Be a faithful ambassador. Maybe I will go ahead and touch on everything here in this verse right now. It says, but a faithful ambassador brings health. When we realize that we're representing God, when God has a word to declare, there is a purpose for that word to be declared. And so when we adequately and faithfully declare that message, it is going to bring the kingdom to that situation. God's word never returns void. It also means that a faithful ambassador, one who you are able to delegate, that you are able to go and say, would you declare this for me, that when that faith or that ambassador returns, it is going to be refreshing. It is going to bring health to the person who declared it. That's what an angel does. An angel doesn't create his own message. An angel just goes forth and declares, this is what the Lord told me to tell you, and I'm going to discharge my duty, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, mission accomplished. This Christmas, let's be faithful ambassadors. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze.